This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born April 6th in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, he realized his love of speed and competition at a young age, attending drag racing and flat track competitions. He got involved in East Coast drift events, making the move to California to pursue a career in drift racing, becoming the most successful driver in the history of the sport with 3 championships and 57 podium finishes. And now you can see him on the Motor Trend Channel show, Drift This. Please welcome, Chris Forsberg.
Hey Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I just realized how many times I must have seen you drifting and racing, or not realize because you're in the car with your helmet on.
we go to quite a few events. I'm one of the very few drivers that has been to every single Formula Drift event since 2004.
You are. And you're young, man. How old are you?
I'm only 37, so.
And how long have you been doing this?
I first started flying the car around probably when I was 16 years old, like right as I was getting my driver's license.
Has drifting been around that long? See, in my head, it feels like it's in the last decade.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely not as popular and or like more of like a niche motorsport. And as the years went by, and it became more mainstream. And it was all about the import kind of craze. It started out with import drag racing and like show cars, and then as the import drag racing kind of declined, drifting was there, and a lot of these companies, really kind of latched on to drifting, and it kind of helped grow the whole sport to what it is today.
Well, yeah, because, all these big sponsors like NOS, like your guy, or Red Bulls, or there's a lot of money to be made. But here's the weird thing, I think, is we've started to pardon the pun, drift away from car culture, and that freaks me out a little bit. And I was talking to somebody who's very observant. And it's my friend Pat Warren, who actually runs the Kansas Speedway. And he had pointed out that it's these goddamn phones. It's our connectivity that we have. We're not as apt to want to jump into a car and get away from our parents because we can already see our friends.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I didn't really think about it that way, as in, like, the actual physical act of getting into the car to go somewhere, can kind of crush that car culture a little bit. But, with drifting, what's cool about it is, it's one of the most obtainable motorsports, and so which is why we kind of really got a hold of that younger market, because as kids are getting cars, and they want it, they're coming off of skating or whatever
right.
it is,
right.
they kind
yeah,
of
sure.
still have that like self expression, and drifting is one of those ways that you can take a car and go out and hang out with your buddies. It's not the same as drag racing. It's a little more about community and putting on a show. Versus just like, sheer speed. And so it kind of grabbed that audience, and it's definitely one of the largest automotive cultures in that younger market.
Well, the thing is, the reason I drifted towards skating and ran a skateboard shop was because I didn't care for team sports. It just wasn't part of my makeup or whatever it was. So this ability to go do something by yourself and have some fun, and that's kind of what drifting is. It's very singular in the sense that you guys aren't in a big race. You're out there showing off, having a good time, and it's a great skill set. It's a fun thing to do, like motocross, like freestyle.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of has a similar feel to that, and these kids have been getting excited with it. And so back in 2003, we started running some events because, we obviously wanted to get it off the street and have it somewhere where we could do it legally. And, so we started events out in New Jersey at Englishtown Raceway. And those events are now the longest running drift events in the country, still going to this day. So, things like that are popping up all over the country even still. And there's hundreds of drift events happening, every month around the country. So
if
you are interested in it, you just kind of got to find your local track and see when they have their drift thing.
So the show, Drift This, and this is what I love, is it's on Motor Trend, you guys. Google Fiber has it here and on Motor Trend app, but you guys will drift anything. And with enough horsepower, you can drift anything. A UPS truck, a stretch limo, bumper cars, anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's we're kind of like proving the theory on just this. It was an idea that Motor Trend had that came to Ryan Turk and myself to see if we wanted to be a part of it. And, yeah, the idea was, you know, can you drift just about anything? And, you know, they're throwing all these different crazy vehicles at us, from UPS-style trucks, yeah, 35-foot-long limos, band rails. We even had a donk on the show and just, like, a couple other that are about to come out in the upcoming episodes. But, yeah, I mean, we're basically taking almost anything with four wheels and getting it to go sideways. And that's the whole point of drifting is, you know, having fun, you know, working in the garage with the buddies and just, you know, trying to, you know, make something work. And it's a ton of fun. And, yeah, the show's been doing really, really well on the Motor Trend app, which is where you can find it.
Hey, listen, I've got a fire truck with a big Detroit diesel in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're welcome to come out and see if you can make that work. That thing's a fully operational fire truck.
Man, yeah, that'd be a tough one. Yeah, that's big. The UPS style truck was the biggest one we did. Well, I guess the limo was the biggest one, of course. 35-foot long. It was a Cadillac Escalade limo. And, yeah, it was a just standard GM-powered 6.0-liter. V8 engine, so we put a supercharger on it, modified the suspension just a little bit, and yeah, I mean, for the most part, it was still very, very similar to the way we got it. I mean, we didn't, like, cut it up and put, like, rear steer on it or, you know, like, put, like, super slick tires on it. We're still running highway-style tires on it, and we still had the factory-style suspension on it, just, like, a little stiffer springs on it, and yeah, it was, that one was a ton of fun. We had to get an airport runway to get that thing out.
Well, I'm telling you, let's go do that. I genuinely have a Purple Wave. I bought a fully working, I think it's an 88 Pierce pumper. And it literally, it's got good tires on it. It's got a great engine in it. It would need a little work to make it drift. But otherwise, it's completely functional.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I'm telling you, drag the show to Kansas City, and we'll take it out to Kansas Speedway and see what we can get done.
Oh, there you go, man. That sounds like a good time for sure.
You, it sounds a lot like you're not going to show up.
Well, I mean, we got to get the Motor Trend people on board, but yeah, they're looking for new ideas, and yeah, like I know getting a hands on a fire truck would be difficult, so I'll have to let them know that there's one sitting out in Kansas City for us.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, I'll check it out, and I want everybody to check this out. If you don't have Google Fiber, you can get the Motor Trend app. You can find it out there. But I do like the idea because it's one of the few things racing-esque that a kid can get done with a limited amount of money, without a giant team, without a sponsor. You know, you can go out and have some pretty good fun with this stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, you know, like, you know, any form of racing, it's just a matter of how much money you want to spend. But the cool part about drifting is you can take a, you know, $1,000, $2,000 little rear-wheel drive car and go out and have some fun with it. You know, I think it's the most fun you can have with, you know, four wheels. It's more about, like, learning how to drive your car to the absolute edge, and it doesn't matter, you know, how fast you're going or how crazy it looks. It's just, if you're having fun in the car, that's all that matters.
Hey, listen, let me tell you what an a-hole I am. You know, we get out there in those drift tracks. My buddy's got one with an engine on it, and, like, we're just doing our best to kill ourselves. Like, we're genuinely stupid. You know, with the PVC on the tires?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever crashed one of those?
I haven't crashed one, but yeah, I mean, I've looped them out at pretty high speed. I haven't done it on a tight enough course where, you know, it would really cause an accident, but, you know, those things are cool. And, like, you know, so we've always, like, reserved the idea of doing, you know, something similar like that on the show, like with, like, you know, the hard tires and everything else and a rock solid suspension to make it slide, because those things are very easy to get going sideways. But so far we haven't had to do that. We've been able to make it happen with, just you know, enough horsepower and, you know, a little bit of suspension work, and that's what we've been kind of priding ourselves on, is we haven't had to, like, fully cheat with you know, hard plastic tires to get them going, especially the big ones. That fire truck though might need them.
Yeah, well, I assure you this. Pay attention to where the mailboxes are.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It hurts. It did not feel cool at all.
Yeah. I bet not.
Yeah. No, and it'll dent a styrofoam bike helmet. So,
oh man,
yeah,
those things are a long ride for sure. You see too many videos of those things bombing down hills and you know, getting pretty tired of getting a little loose.
Tell me this: have you done drifting on a riding lawnmower like a John Deere?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, like when I was like 12 or 13, my parents had a you know, a pretty big tractor, had some good power to it, and you know, this is back in Pennsylvania where I used to live. And so, like, I would get in that thing when it had rained and so the grass was all wet, and I would just go out and just try and, like, you know, make it do donuts and, like, spin it around. Like, once again, just no idea what I was doing, but just, like, the idea of the rear tire spinning and just kind of, like, turning it in circles and making it do, you know, donuts, like, to me, it felt, like, super cool. But, you know, later found out that, you know, I was essentially trying to drift the thing, I guess, if you think about it.
Sure. Well, I mean, originally it was a motorcycle. It was just called flat tracking.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. So I had a cousin that used to flat track or race, you know, on a flat track motorcycle. And it was awesome. Like, just seeing him on a bike and, you know, throwing the thing sideways in the rear end, hanging out and just riding on the throttle. You know, it was the same thing. It was around that same age. And so he was definitely a ripper. And that was my first experience for anything racing live that wasn't drag racing. My uncles were into drag racing. And so, like, I got to go out to, like, Maple Grove Speedway with them a couple times and see, you know, like, old legends like Joe Amato and John Force back in the heyday.
Sure.
So it was cool seeing that. That's probably what got me into cars in general, just, like, you know, loud, you know, you've been to a Top Fuel race.
Of course. We should race cars.
Yeah, those things go off, and it just, like, hits you right in the chest. And so if that doesn't get your heart pumping, I don't know what will.
Anything. Well, I remember the first time, because I grew up around motorcycles, I saw flat tracking, and then I saw ice racing with the spike tires. I just remember, even as a kid, going, Jesus Christ, man, if the other guy falls off, he's going to run over and poke 1,000 holes in him on the way over.
Yeah. I mean, like, the guys on bikes have the most respect for. They're absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Well, listen, I'm going to watch the show, because I didn't realize you were doing this until today, and so now I'm excited about this. By the way, you can find Chris on ForsbergRacing.com, ForbergRacing.com, or is it F-O-R-S? I'm sorry, F-O-R-S.
Oh, yeah, F-O-R-S, yes, sir.
BERG.racing.com, or check him out. Drift This is the name of the TV show. You can find it, check your local cable deal, but it's wherever you find Motor Trend TV. So anytime, man, and especially if you get any kind of a situation coming up through Kansas City, you guys do any demonstrations, you have anything going on here, man, let us know, man. We'll make sure that we bring it up.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Yeah, I haven't been through Kansas City in quite some time, but you know, our current schedule doesn't have any events there, but we'll absolutely let you know if that changes, because it seems like a good time, and I heard Kansas City recently is a pretty awesome track. So.
I'm going to go put some big PVC pieces on my on the fire truck.
There you go, man. It can be done. I've seen it.
By the way, I'm not kidding. I have a fire truck. This is a real offer.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you, man. And that was one of our ideas, was, you know, something of like a semi, you know, truck level, like, you know, something a little bit bigger than the UPS truck. And, you know, fire truck obviously has that nice look to go along with it. So we'll have to move it up the chain.
All right, Chris. I dig it. I would enjoy it more if he just act like that was a neat idea. Like it was a good. He's like, yeah, that's great, dummy. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you have to, like, on some level, you appreciate the honesty of, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'll tell them, because you're stupid and we're never going to do that. I'm like, what?
Schedule's out pretty far, but.
See, now I feel like I got to do this. Now I feel like I'm going to do this no
You'll
matter
show
what.
Them.
And get it
just,
online.
Just because he'd go, yeah, that's when he flipped a fire truck and killed himself.
That's when a bumper truck fell on top.
Only from the neck up.
It could be done. I mean, because you don't have to go super fast. You just got to make sure that the rear end's got to slide. So
you throw hard tires on, and
yeah, you gotta get the suspension super rigid, and then and let her rip, so you don't just you know, walk it over and flip it.
You're the guy to do it.
I'm sure Pat Warren wants to hop on board with all that.
Pat, I'm gonna need to borrow the Speedway for just a few days, and we're gonna take it out of the fire truck and just drift it all the way around the Speedway.
We need a wide open area, Pat.
It's a pretty high-end job, Pat. No. No one's going to pay anything. We're just going to do it. It'll be an experience. You can use it if you want.
No, John. We're having training here for officials that are in town. All booked up.
I feel like I really want to do it now, just because I feel like he didn't find it
he didn't,
interesting.
Yeah,
he didn't see your vision.
You'll show him.
No, I just want to do it. Because, listen, you did a UPS truck. It's not that exciting. A goddamn fire truck is exciting. Yeah. I'm not going to sell this. Now, limo's a pretty big deal.
Limo's,
I think that's pretty
deal,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Still not a fire truck.
Yeah.
I didn't want to point out the 18-wheeler idea. Stupid, because the back wheels don't spin. It's a trailer. Yeah. You didn't know that, Nick. It's all right.
What?
Sick burn when he's off the phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.